Well, let's start with Lucas. It's a great opportunity for him to represent the country again.
Yeah, look, Lucas was, he's right on the borderline of the 2014 World Cup. I think he was one of the last ones cut from that. And to get a shot again, he's been playing outstanding for us and well and truly deserves it.
You've spoken a couple of times about opportunity. It just adds to the story that he's grabbed his opportunity with both hands.
Yeah, he's ticked all the boxes. You know, he's biting his time on the offensive end and last year set out and probably matured him a little bit. Now he's playing with great poise out on the court and using his strengths to help the team. And I'm so happy and proud of him for what he's done, and hopefully that path will continue.
We saw the benefits of Angus when he went away to the Asia Cup. How significant is it for the players once they get together and with other players to work through?
Yeah, look, obviously Lucas is not going to be limited preparation with that, but he's enough professional to know what's going on out there. And it's always good that you're representing your country on your home soil. And obviously you played in Adelaide a few years ago, so I think you'll have some good support over there.
How is Angus? What level of illness is he?
Well, I got told it was a mild one, but pretty lacking energy. So they made a call early, and he'll rest up. He'll stay in Adelaide, rest up, and meet us in Sydney tomorrow.
So is it a virus? Is it gastro?
Yeah, a bit of virus. So, yeah, hopefully that'll pass. He's feeling better this morning, so hopefully he feels better again tomorrow.
When the phone call comes saying, we're taking one of your blokes because one of your other blokes is crook, what goes through your head?
Well, I missed the call, Andre, and I'm thinking, oh, no, hopefully it's not an injury. You know, you always think the worst, but it was just a bit of a virus, and so it was a bad and a good call at the same time.
Angus has had a fair workload since probably June. Is it starting to hit him at all, do you think, at all? Or is he just unlucky with it getting
caught? Yeah, look, I don't know if it was a bug or something he got over in while they were travelling, but he made an early call. He wasn't feeling too well jumping on the plane, then felt worse when he landed. So the good thing, he's back in Australia. And look, he'll rest up the next couple of days, and he should be fine by Friday.
You should have a fresh squad, pretty fresh squad for Wigan. Are you happy with how they've all pulled up and recovered from?
Yeah, well, we've got four away with national duties. You know, three with the Boomers and one with New Zealand. So it'll be good to get everyone back in the court on Wednesday and really have a good prep into New Zealand.
They've obviously had a lot of more guys playing. Do you see it as an advantage at all that their guys, that they've had a lot of blokes still playing?
Yeah, you always want to. The good part, it freshens us up. Look, I'm not sure how many the New Zealand, but they had two Websters and Fotu playing. And so, we'll tell you after the game.
Having their coach, obviously, has been involved also. So I'd imagine it would impact them a little bit, you'd think?
I don't think probably not the first one. Maybe when you get to February, it might. But the national team have got a program that they stick to pretty much, and they're good with conditioning the players for the workload and travel. So I'm not sure what New Zealand does, but Australia does a really good job of it.
How do you get the edge back on them? It's been a while since you've beaten them now.
Yeah, New Zealand.
Yeah,
the Breakers.
Breakers.
Is that right? Look, we had opportunities back at home. You know, a couple of balls bubbled out, so we knew we weren't far away, and it was just more so the discipline. We were a little bit ill-disciplined on the defensive end and created opportunities for them. So hopefully we've turned the corner with our last game against Melbourne, and we get a good show on Friday night.
Having so many training sessions and so many days to prepare for them specifically, does that allow you to work on a couple of areas defensively that you wanted to fix?
Well, we had a fair few breaks off, but you just want to build that momentum from last game. We played some great defence, really locked Melbourne down, and we want to take that against New Zealand. Obviously, they're on a 9-game winning streak. You know, you don't get much hotter than playing a team on that streak, so it'll be a great challenge for us to play well over there and hopefully pull off a win.